and PJ podcast.
CDM. Hello, potties.
Good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you are listening.
Actually, we got a few messages on Facebook yesterday just saying you're going to do some podcast shout-outs.
We should do some shout-outs, eh?
Yeah, if you want to send them through any time, Jason PJ on Facebook, shoot us a little direct message, and by all means, we will be happy to do a podcast shout-out.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if I can find some right now.
Well, this is awkward. I don't know how to break it to you. Podcast isn't live, so people wouldn't be sending them right now.
Yeah, good point.
Listening to this.
Hey, well, if you do have any, do get in touch on our Facebook page.
Well, she took that news pretty well.
We had a really fun show today.
Yeah, I went and tried what it would be like to work on two other different radio stations. You'll hear what that was like coming up.
Also, we talked about how affectionate are you with your parents.
Yeah, it went down.
Which backfired.
Oh, that went down a dark,
but
dark road.
We recovered with the things in your kitchen that changed your life.
Also, verbal ping pong made a return, and it was supposed to be the day that I would find out if I'm going to be a groomsman at my mate Jack's wedding. But let's just say the phone call did not go to plan. You'll hear that coming up very soon. I've got to race home now. My little boy.
Oh, he's teething.
He's got a red ass and he can't sit down.
Mm, poor thing. We only just learnt today the reason why they get sore bums at teething time, didn't we?
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I just, because what happens when you're a parent, you don't really know when you start out.
Yeah.
And then, like,
you just learn it all as you go.
Yeah.
Don't you?
And then someone said, oh, why is your son sick? And I'm like, oh, you know, he's teething. So, you know, he's got a little red ass at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. And I go, yeah. I don't know what that actually means. I've just heard other people say it at daycare. Do you know what I mean?
You don't even know what teething means.
Yeah, I know what teething means.
That's when their
means.
Teeth come through,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying,
Do you not know what a red ass means?
No. Okay, when you put the two things together, I didn't know what teeth and red ass have in common.
Right, okay. That's, you didn't know the link.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you're a parent, you just sort of pretend. You hear things at daycare and you're like, oh, yeah, the high temperature, it always happens. And they're like, oh, they jam their finger in a door. I'm like, okay, wrong guess with the high temperature. Where's the manual with this kid? All right, we're out of here. Look, enjoy the podcast, everyone. And, yeah, shoot us a message and we'll do a little podcast shout-out for you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Should have went for a nervous week.
I can't believe you're doing this.
So, look, for anybody that hasn't been with us at the start of this journey, last Monday, one of my best mates, Jack, is getting married in August. And last Monday, another friend of ours, Max, posted a photo with Jack saying, guess what? I've just asked to be a groomsman at Jack's wedding. Since then, I've had a mild panic attack and gone, what about me?
Yeah. So you've been pretty dramatic throughout this whole thing.
So for the last week and a half, I've been ringing Jack, recording the phone calls. He hasn't known this, and I've been playing him on the radio, where I've just been ringing up and going, hey, mate, just want to remind you how good of friends we are. I've been ringing him up and saying, hey, I've put you down as a next of kin. Hey, mate, I've entered you in a best mate competition. Not actually asking him, can I be a groomsman? Until today.
I'm actually really nervous for you. Because this is it. We're putting us to bed after this.
You've said enough's enough. And normally I ring him during the day and record him, but we're going live today because I want to share the moment with everyone.
I don't know if I can listen to this.
I'm going to go in all strong at the start and go, hey, buddy, guess what? I've booked your flights for the wedding. I've got the flights ready.
Okay,
I'm ready to go.
Okay,
so get straight in a wedding chat.
Right. Good luck.
Don't say anything.
I won't. Good luck.
At the end of this, we'll discuss my suit measurements. I text him and said I'm ringing.
Hey, mate.
Hello. Have you got a sec?
Yeah.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
Means I have a fight, bro. She's at her parents' last night, so we're just working some stuff out.
Oh, mate, I'll call you later.
No, we were just discussing moving the wedding back, that's all.
Really?
Yeah. I've been meaning to chat to you, I spoke to Todd last night about it too, because we had a big blow up last night just about, you know, like what I'm doing with work and that stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You know, we might need to move somewhere, and she's not keen on that.
Yeah, right.
It's just hard. Like, you're the only one who's been calling lately. You know, I speak to talk to someone that don't. You know, I just felt like you've really been there the last little bit. And so I mentioned, like, whether we could even just try going to NZ or something like that. Like, even just for 12 months.
What do you mean about going to NZ?
I don't know what I'm doing over here, bro. So I just thought, like, maybe maybe I'll come over there, just give myself a breather, find myself, and we'll see what happens.
What did she say?
That's why she wants to pull the wedding back.
You're not taking the piss, right? Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How long have I been on radio for?
About a week and a half.
Oh, my God. My heart is beating. Jack, hi.
I should point out you're live now, by the way. I'll tell you what, when you said how I'm the one that's been ringing you all the time, I just felt like the biggest arsehole. I'm like, yeah, because I've been ringing with an agenda, which is very unlike me. Oh, mate.
So everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's all right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, everything's great.
I'll tell you what got me worried when you said you were moving over to move in with me. All I can think is how am I going to tell Lou Jack's coming?
You couldn't say no.
No. Oh,
well, we speak daily anyway. It's like we live together. So what's the change?
How did you know? Because we haven't added in any of the podcasts. If we put in the podcast, we put it at the end. We haven't put like Jack, Jace's mate, in the description or anything.
No, I was working from home and I was streaming you guys, and then I hear that you're talking about my wedding, and I looked up and what's going on?
Oh,
it's week two.
You guys are as bad as each other, eh?
Yeah, yeah. We're a shit friendship group to be amongst, mate. Like, you've got to be on
back.
You go. All right, I'm going to go and have a tea. Jack, always a pleasure. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Jack.
You know what I've just realised?
What?
I still never asked him.
Oh, my God.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I've just texted Jack back because I've really, after all that, we haven't actually asked.
Not another day.
We haven't actually asked whether I can be a groomsman.
Oh, my God.
He said he'll come on the show and we'll discuss it. He put discuss it and then, like, you know, the little marking.
This is so awkward.
Quotation marks.
Yeah, I was getting to that. The little quotation marks. Yeah. He said, we'll discuss it tomorrow. So
another whole day to wait. Awesome.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Alrighty, here we go. It is week three of verbal ping pong. Rules of the game for anyone new. Producer Alex, please.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you three different topics. You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you can't. Best of three.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, easy as that.
Jace's mood position today because he believes he has been at a disadvantage up until this week.
Mate. Me pushing the buttons.
Yeah. Alex is pushing the buttons, not Jace.
Because here's
so
the thing,
I
mate.
Really hope you know this.
Well, you just sit there like, you know, just on Facebook.
I'm not always on Facebook.
No, sometimes you'll take a break and you'll message Aussie Romance going, we can have my food back. Oh, can't wait. I'll try and get a free plug out. But I'm over there pushing the button. So today, we're equal.
All right, bring it on. Game
at the
on.
Moment, at the moment, it's 2-0, 2 weeks to you.
To Polly.
Yeah.
Thank
well
you.
Done, PJ. All right, here we go. First topic.
Oh, it's about done. I'm starting.
Yeah, loser starts.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, here we go.
Members of the royal family.
Prince Charles.
Queen.
Prince William.
Prince Harry.
Princess Beatrice.
Fergie.
Philip. Prince Philip.
Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton.
Who's the kid? George. Prince George.
Prince Edward.
Who's Prince Edward?
The Queen's husband.
No, that's Prince Philip.
That's Philip.
No, I've already done Philip. Prince Philip. I've already done Philip. I've done Philip. We've done Philip.
I love that's the Queen's Philip. Speech.
Sorry, PJ.
Right. Okay, damn it. One
right.
to
Jace. You watch. Now, before you little text warriors get on the text going, it's Prince Edward, like, you know, there might be, but she's got to be aware of who it is. You can't just make up names.
Okay, all right. That goes to you.
Hang on. He's Googling. Is there a Prince Edward?
Might be him. Yeah, there's the Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex.
Yes! Do you have a backup? What are we going to do?
No, we'll continue on, Jace. You ready?
Oh,
back to Jace. You could have done Charlotte. George's little sister.
Oh, that was the next one, but the whole bloody Google thing distracted me.
Yeah, right. I mean, right, fact-checking. Fact-checking.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
All right, so if you get this...
it's me.
Yeah.
Clean sweep, 3 out of 3.
We should be going best of five. It's all just...
No, we shouldn't.
No, we should.
That's one I think you'd be good at.
Look at Alex's face when I go best of five. He's like, I don't have $5.
It's half my prep on a website. All right, here we go.
I'm starting.
Yep, cool. Cadbury chocolates.
Crunchy.
Top deck.
Caramello.
Peppermint.
Rocky Road.
Marvelous Creations. Very broad.
Black Forest.
Marble.
Rum and Raisin.
Dark. Dark chocolate.
Peanut.
Hazelnut.
Almond.
No, can you fact check, please? I want to fact check on.
Hang on, I want to. I don't know if Rocky.
There is. I want to fact check on peanut, and I want to fact check on almond.
There's an almond Cadbury.
Right, but fact check peanut. She said peanut before that. I want to check peanut. I think she's a bloody peanut.
Dairy milk peanut. Yep.
Bullshit. Show me. No, is it about where? Show me. Get the block up.
I mean, get the royal family, I am a winner. I am awesome.
Here we go. No, Lamington.
What? What are we doing?
Still going, mate.
Still going.
No, I haven't won at all yet. Oh,
God. Your celebration would make it seem like you've won.
Lamington. Remember they bought those ones out. You can fact check Lamington. Okay, check it all night if you want. There's Lamington, trust me. Cadbury Lamington.
There is a Lamington.
Okay, all right, Reva.
This is the decider.
Round 3. There's another good one.
You know what? You're in little peanut celebration then.
Peanut world. Yeah. Okay.
Final one starting with me.
All right.
I want this for the win. I'll be headless if I don't get this.
Blends of tea.
Oh, come on, mate.
Come on.
Don't mock me. Peppermint.
Chamomile.
Green.
Lemon and ginger.
Lemon.
Earl Grey.
Spearmint.
English breakfast.
Strawberries and cream.
Matcha green.
Chocolate.
Ooh.
T2, do a chocolate one.
Okay, sleepy tea.
Oh, bloody.
No, that's a generic, that is.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Chamomile.
I haven't finished.
You didn't cut me off.
Camouflage.
Camelina. Mate, there's no other tea that starts with camo.
Shut up. I had it in my head. Okay. I was going to be... It was... Chamomile and up.
You've done it, PJ. 3 in a row.
Hawkins showing his vulnerability this week.
Brands of tea, please.
Mate, we did brands of chocolate.
Brands of chocolate.
It was equal.
She eats just as much chocolate as I do.
I don't know about that.
All right, well done, everybody. Another round of verbal ping pong.
Next week, we're going to look at a best of five scenario.
Imagine this going on any longer? No.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I just came across this story before. A bit of an awkward mix-up in Ireland. Homeowners in this wee Irish town, there was a bit of a mix-up, and they ended up getting bombarded with these late-night phone calls for this X-rated TV channel called Babe Station. So it's a naughty channel, and basically people who were trying to call that accidentally dialed residents in this town because the number started with 098, but they forgot to put in the international dialing code. Ended up getting these people instead of the naughty channel.
You know what? Sometimes numbers can be similar, like maybe one or two digits different. You know what? A lot of radio stations' phone numbers are quite similar. And we thought we'd have a little bit of fun earlier. Earlier when we played Ed Sheeran, everyone had to ring up to get in the running for Ed Sheeran. We got our callers, but then people were still ringing. And I thought, I wonder what it'd be like if people weren't really 100% sure which radio station they've actually called. Hello, who's that?
Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
How are you?
You are live on The Rock.
Oh, awesome.
Ah, you're ringing about the tickets.
That's the one.
Excellent. Say it with me, my friend, AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Bad Boy Brad, getting you home. You want those tickets, all you have to do is say the saying, check out my massive rock.
Check out my massive rock.
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
Well, hello and good afternoon.
Oh, sorry, I might have called the wrong number.
You've come through to Coast.
Oh, sorry, I was looking for ZM.
Oh, that's okay. You're our lucky caller. What's your name?
Sinead.
Oh, well, Sinead, can you try and say Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, no, you didn't. How would you like a double pass to be there to watch Cyndi Lauper breathe and sing in the flesh? All you have to do is say, I fall asleep to Coast.
I fall asleep to Coast.
Oh, you do. And after you have that nap, you go to Cyndi Lauper. Here's Elvis to get you. Return. Hello.
Is this it, him?
You've actually come through to The Rock.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. You are live on the air with Bad Boy Brad getting you home. You want to try and win these AC/DC tickets?
Sure.
Yeah! AC/DC, all you have to do is say the catchphrase, check out my massive rock.
Check out my massive rock.
Oh, yeah! What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, I know you wanted, we all do. Here's Nickelback. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't come. Were you ringing to go in the running for Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Are you serious?
It's Jason PJ.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Is Fergie part of the royal family? Stranger, could you
walk me home? Let it go.
That's a question firing up on text. But look, you know, we'll leave that.
Give you she the win. Was once.
Give you the win this week. Afternoon, Jason and PJ, we're doing a thanks to mobile. We're getting you home. You know, I'm almost over it, but Trump news. Like everything.
It is,
every
it?
News website. It's like, you know, here's another story of Trump. Oh, my God, we've slowed this video down. Watch his wife's reaction as he turns around.
Yeah, and it'll continue. Yeah. It will continue.
Mini Trump. What's the son's name again?
Barron.
That's it, Barron. He's like 10, 11 years old?
Yes.
Firstly, I felt for the kid when there was the SNL writer.
Yeah, they've been completely fired now. Yesterday we said they were suspended.
Oh, they're
now
gone.
Fired.
Good,
yep.
So they should. You can't attack the kids. And I'm not attacking the kids, but I am going to bring up a story around Barron. There was a video that hit the net today, and it was slowed down footage of Trump after the inauguration when they walk the route to the White House.
Right.
Which, good for them, but I think, you know what, if I just became president and you gave me that kick-ass car.
You'd get an Uber.
I'd probably use the presidential limo.
Yeah. Sorry. You always take the Uber just down the road, so I thought... Yeah, you'd probably still take the Uber.
Sir, we've got your 20-car motorcade ready. It's all good. I've got Barry on the way and he's got 4 stars. You know, I'd probably take the motorcade. But it showed Trump getting out of the motorcade and he's walking along and his wife, the robot, Melinda?
Melania. Seriously, man?
Sorry.
Is it that hard to remember names?
Well, he does go through them. And so Melania is walking next to him and Barron's walking next to Melania. Mm-hmm. And they've slowed down the footage as Melania goes to hold Barron's hand and he sort of flicks it away. And they're making a big deal out of it. And I'm like, you know what? If I was 10, 11 years old and I'm walking in front of all those people, you'd want to be a little cool and be like, hey, Mum, please don't make me
do you
hold
reckon
your hand.
He was embarrassed?
Yeah,
do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Hey, I am 26 and I still happily hold my parents' hands.
Where?
On the beach, going for walks. Like, not all the time.
What are you, positioning it like it's the end of a rom-com? Like
no, but... I have no shame in holding. Okay, maybe when I was a teenager and growing up, but I have no shame now.
What about, like, okay, you're at Westfield, right? Your mum flies in from Christchurch. She goes, yeah. Paddy, I'll take you to Westfield. Will you walk through Westfield holding your mum's hand?
Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't do that with Paul?
Kiss on the lips?
Definitely kiss on the cheek. Sometimes, not really. Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it might.
Mum and dad?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't go. No, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just go for a kiss on the cheek and it ends up on the lips.
What are you trying to trick them
really
like? Well, that sounds like you're doing that trick when you're at school and you're like, hey, give me a kiss. And then just as they kiss you, quickly turn
I'll
like,
stick to definitely cheeks.
Good to see you, Mum. Have a safe flight. Give me a kiss. Oh, got ya. Got you on the lips. Like, that's what it sounds like you're playing.
I'm not.
Producer Alex, because like, I'll give my mum a kiss on the cheek when I'm leaving and give Dad a cuddle.
Yeah, that's very standard.
Yeah, but it's not like, would you be walking through Westfield holding your mum's hand?
No, probably not Westfield, but like, yeah, give her a cuddle and a kiss.
I think that's all right. I just think, I don't know about the whole walking around holding hands thing. For Baron, I'm like, mate, 10, 11 years old, yeah, I can see why he'd be embarrassed.
It's all irrelevant, really, isn't it?
Some people I find a little bit creepy when they're over affectionate with parents.
Are you having a dig?
No. I know there was that time you jumped in your mum and dad's bed.
I was scared there was an earthquake.
That was after the earthquake, so I gather that. But, just like sometimes you're like, are they together or are they? And then it'll be like.
Some people have special relationships.
How affectionate are you with your parents? And I'm not trying to go down a creepy road.
Good.
But just like, if you're 30 and, you go shopping and you hold mum's hand, give us a call. No judgment zone. I know it sounds like it is, but it isn't.
This really does. It's been set up in quite an interesting manner.
Yeah. Are you affectionate with your parents?
Like how affectionate?
Yeah.
Oh man, this sounds so wrong.
Dolls ZM. It sounds wrong, but you know what I mean. Like, you with me?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I want to know.
Hindsight is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
How affectionate are you with your parents? We're just talking about Baron Trump, shooing away his mum's hand because she wanted to hold his hand when they walked down the street.
You
after
think
the
he
inauguration.
Was embarrassed because he's 10 and,
he's
10,
mate. He's 10.
Probably trying to keep a cool image.
Yeah. But, you still, give mum and dad a kiss on the cheek now and then, hold hands when you're shopping. It's all okay. Oh, the one person did ring. They've chickened out.
I can read some texts in the meantime.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, guys, I'm 28-year-old female and I hold my mum's hand all the time. I don't care who knows I love my mum.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Lou used to hold her sister's hand when they'd go shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like in their 20s.
Exactly. Yeah. Another one here. Okay, guys, so we've got this customer. She's about a 45-year-old woman that comes into the pharmacy with her 13-year-old daughter. They stand in the middle of the shop waiting for their prescription, hugging each other and with their lips touching. It's kind of weird and it creeps us all out.
Sounded weird you just reading it, to be honest.
There's a lot of calls I can't put through.
Really?
Really.
People witnessing it?
Yep. Yeah. Bit of both.
Yeah. Probably could have sort of see this coming.
Yeah.
Bit of Jeremy Kyle.
Right, okay.
Gotcha.
Shall we go to Gargan?
Hopefully.
Hey, this is, I'm 27. I still kiss my mum and dad every now and then for affection on the cheek.
That's all right.
But I wouldn't probably be holding hands in a mall.
Yeah, see, I'm a bit the same as you. I'd be like, good to see you, mum. Give me a kiss and a cuddle. But, if mum tried to grab my hand when we're out shopping, I'd be like, mum.
They probably wouldn't try that. I think my parents.
Right. Yeah. I think, what's the cutoff?
At age?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's an age cutoff.
Yeah, right. See, Luce, because we've got two boys.
Yeah.
And Luce scared, she's like, they're not going to just want to cuddle me all the time and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you can't be dropping them off to rugby, at 15. give them a little, that won't be, that
see,
won't help.
I reckon that's sweet.
Oh, God, you'd be the one that would run out. You'd run out in the middle of a game and spit on your hand and then be wiping their cheek going, you had some dirt on you. You're doing great. Get back out there.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
You know how we had Lou's sister here last weekend?
Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gone?
Yeah. She dropped a bit of a, it was a bit of a weird one. We were chatting about her and her husband, Scott. Yeah. Really nice guy. I get along with him well.
Good.
Remember I was a groomsman in their wedding?
That's right.
Which is weird because I didn't even know his last name. Bennett. I learnt that at the wedding.
Did you do a speech?
No.
Good.
No. Yeah.
Good. I'd imagine it would be too meaningful.
Would you like to do a speech at the Bennett's wedding? No, I can't. I'm going to my sister-in-law's wedding. No, that's the wedding. Damn it. but they said, married life's going great. And then I said, how's Scott? And she goes, he's all good. And we're just talking about fussy food people. And I said, oh, Scott fussy. And she said, well, if we go out for dinner, there's one thing Scott can't handle.
Mm.
If they go out for dinner and they get a giant ribeye steak to share, the waiter will bring it over. When Scott sees the waiter coming, he'll excuse himself and go to the bathroom. And Kate needs to cut the bone off the meat and get the waiter to take the bone away before Scott comes back. He can't handle
bones.
Any food attached to bones.
I understand that.
No.
I totally understand that, though.
No, but we all know where it's coming from.
I know, but sometimes it's just the visual you don't want to see, really, isn't
God,
it?
I said his nightmare would be bloody chicken wings, wouldn't it?
So they share steak when they go out?
No, like, you know, if you go to a nice restaurant, you get, like, a dinner for two.
Oh, okay, right.
You know those things on the menu where they say, to share?
Yeah, I don't do too well with that. I prepare my own meal.
I'll grab the lamb to share, please. Yeah, he can't do anything. Like, so chicken drumsticks he can't do. If they do chicken, she's got to, like, get it out of the, you know, the bones.
Right. You know that this is coming from a guy who doesn't eat cold food.
No, I just thought it was odd, though. Like, everyone's got a weird food thing.
You don't like salad. You don't like a lot of things.
Oh, all right, miss. I devour meals that are supposed to be to share. Let's not turn on each other.
I'm just saying it's a bit rich coming from you.
I just think it's a bit odd.
You were in no place to judge other people's food habits.
He'd trip out if he got the lamb shanks, wouldn't he? He'd lose his little mind.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, when it comes to, I haven't done this for ages, actually, and I do love it. I love a board game night.
Yeah.
I love a games night. And you might find this hard to believe, but I'm not bad at Monopoly.
I would never play a game like Monopoly with you. Because I've done things that require competitiveness.
Yeah, right.
And you're awful to be around.
Oh, anyone is with Monopoly.
No, you would be awful.
I've got three older sisters. I remember when we were younger, my sisters would be like, hey, Jace, do you want to play Monopoly? And I'd always go, yeah, hang on, just give me 10 minutes. I'm just going to get a snack. But what I would do is go and get the $500 notes and shove them in the couch where I know we're going to be playing.
You'd stash your cash.
Yeah, so then I'm ready to go when we play.
Did you win every time?
Yeah, and funnily enough, I was the banker as well.
Of course you were.
I'd crack it if I
What would be
bank.
Your little your go-to?
Park Lane, Mayfair.
No.
Oh, the figurine?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. As long as I get Park Lane.
Oh, that
Mayfair.
Was all I cared about.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is PJ just sitting in the corner rubbing the top hat? It's what she loves. That's Monopoly.
I'd go the dog.
There was a viral video going around. I had to laugh. You might have seen it. It's been out now for a little bit, but I only caught it last night. It's a family over in the UK, and this little chubby kid, one of the family members, gets sent to jail, and he doesn't take it well.
What is wrong with you?
Oh,
I go back in jail. You need 50 pounds and you can come out.
I've got 50 quid.
Yes, you have. You've just been given money. Put yourself back in jail.
No.
Put yourself back in jail. Put yourself back in jail. Put yourself back. I'll only say it one more time.
No, I'm angry,
Rebel.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he flips it there.
I wonder how many relationships have actually been hindered because of the game Monopoly.
Lou and I did a very silly thing, and we played Monopoly on our honeymoon. I strongly recommend that is one activity you don't do on your honeymoon. I can recommend several activities you do.
That is one of the ones you do not do.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I love avocados. Just love them in anything. Oh, just chuck me an avocado. Chuck it on toast, chuck it in a salad.
It's numerous times I wouldn't mind chucking an avocado away.
You can even put it on your face, you know? It's good for everything.
It's not for me. Not for me.
You don't like cold food. You're excluded from this conversation.
I don't even like. Like the other day, Lou goes, I was at Countdown and I'm like, babe, do you need me to pick anything up? Just doing the obligatory text
I
was walking out to the car. Like already been in Countdown.
So she's
like,
we're never actually going to.
And she's like, oh, can you grab me an avocado? And I'm like, oh, geez. So I've got to go back in. And then she sends another text going, make sure it's ripe. I wouldn't have a clue.
This is what I'm about to get to. Something's gone viral today online. Someone posted a photo of an avocado with a sticker on it. And the sticker is a colour chart which can reveal the exact shade you should be hunting for in the vegetable aisle. So it's got not ripe with a colour, firm ripe with a colour, and soft ripe. And it matches up to the colour of the avocado.
So they're putting this sticker on every avocado.
I don't know where this exactly has been pictured.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Rather than printing a million stickers.
Yeah, because that's not environmentally friendly.
Why don't you just print a poster and put it next to the avocado?
Brilliant idea.
That's what I'm here for.
It's a great idea, Hawkins.
When people are like, mate, how'd you get so rich? I'll go, see those avocado signs? I came up with them.
Producer Alex has got a pretty life-changing thing in his kitchen with avocados. He was talking about this before. What do you call those things? Because we had one and we don't have it anymore and I miss it.
Great tool.
Is it a life?
No. What's it called?
It's like an Evo keeper. Like it keeps your Evo. And I've also got an apple corer, slicer, peeler.
Where am I when these chats are happening? Is this when I go out for lunch?
You're not here because you don't like avocados or apples.
It will change your life. So you like, it's hard to explain, but it's a weird looking contraption. You stick the apple on the prongs and then turn it like an old camera, how you'd wind an old camera. And then it keeps on going and cores it, takes the core out of it.
Yeah.
And cuts it into like the spirally
thing. Passion. Listen to
the passion. Honestly, anything kitchen related I get passionate.
The only thing that's caught my attention lately...
And I knew you'd join in.
This was it was an ad on Facebook earlier. Mm. I make pretty good poached eggs.
Oh, get a life, man.
Yeah.
It was like a plastic egg that you put in the boiling pot.
Right.
So you put your egg in the pot, you put this plastic egg in the pot, and as the plastic egg changes colour, it'll show you what the inside of the real egg's going to be like.
Yes, so, that's no guesswork.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
You look at the plastic egg and you're like, well, the plastic egg's gone hard in the yellow bit. That's where I want my egg, so I'll take it out. Boom.
Awesome.
I've got an idea.
I can't believe I just got sucked into that conversation.
We got you.
Gotcha.
We're not asking for avocado fans.
What has changed your life in the kitchen?
Really?
Was it an avocado keeper? Was it an apple corer? Oh, we've got like a mini grater and it's perfect. It's just so petite.
What, for kids?
No, just like for little ginger, garlic.
Little ginger people. When there's little ginger people in your house.
What has changed your life in the kitchen?
We're doing kitchen chat. Oh, mate. Rock bottom.
Checking your calls, Nick. Jason PJ, the podcast. Yeah, love you to join us on the phone. 0800-ZDM. What has changed your life in the kitchen?
All from an avocado sticker.
Yeah, it was this amazing thing that went viral. Basically, the sticker shows you.
Oh, God, we're going over it again.
If your avocado is ripe. Three different levels. It was amazing. Anyway, Jerry joins us now. G'day, Jerry. How are you?
Hiya, how are you going?
We're good, buddy.
Great, mate. What's changed your life in the kitchen?
Well, I don't have a utensil, but I've got this amazing recipe, which it includes eggs and avocados.
Eggs and avocados, go.
What?
So you cut the avocado in half, boil an egg, you chuck your egg inside the avocado where the pip used to be.
Yeah.
Yep, and you get strips of bacon, you wrap it around the avocado, fry it, and it's a big avocado bomb.
Epic.
Amazing.
Thanks, Jerry, for your call.
Do you take the skin off?
Yeah, you take the actual skin of the avocado.
Well, he missed that bit. That's an important bit. Why didn't he wrench in that?
I'm pretty sure you take it off.
Some idiot like me is going to be at home wrapping bacon around the skin.
Take the skin off if you're listening.
You know what I mean?
Mariana, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Welcome to Kitchen Chat.
Well, firstly, I want to know, are you sitting down? Because this could change and possibly save your life.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sitting down.
Okay, good. So, if you ever need a cold beer and you've got a box of hot beer that you've just got from the shop,
yeah,
or whatever, all you need to do is get a handy towel, run it under the water or any water, doesn't matter if it's hot or cold, chuck it in the freezer 5 minutes and it's ice cold.
There you go, everybody. Don't know if it works, but...
No, I have heard that before, Mariana.
No, it totally works.
I have.
Jace, so you should even be excited about this.
Yeah, Jace. That one was for you.
Hope you weren't standing in your car when she dropped that bombshell at you.
Thanks, Mariana.
No worries. Bye, guys.
All right, bye, mate.
All right, let's wrap up with Jeff.
Okay.
G-Dog, how are you? Jeff?
Hi. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't respond to G-Dog.
So I was just standing in my car. I was like overwhelmed.
Yeah, right.
I have a automatic cheese slicer. It's the greatest thing since Jesus.
Wow, that's been cool. It has been cool, Jeff.
It comes in perfect thickness for whatever you want. You want toast, you want like with pineapple or whatever. You can just dial this little thing. It's got a piece of wire that comes down on the front.
Yep, everyone loves cheese. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, I think there'd be some religious groups that disagree with your comment. But
I don't know. Jesus,
here's the thing.
What does he know?
Right, here's... Okay, I'm sorry. I was an altar boy. I can talk about religion. Here's the thing, though. Sliced cheese costs a bloody fortune compared to the block.
Does it?
Yeah, it's so much. Hear that, G-Dog? See? Daughter of a doctor. She just cruises through the shopping centre. You know what? I don't even want sliced cheese, but I'm going to buy it because it's an expensive ingredient and I'm rich. Jason PJ,
the podcast. Have you ever actually gone through your whole Facebook and censored things that either you or your friends have posted about you?
I often untag me in photos from Lou's mum. Because what she'll do is if we're visiting... No, what'll happen is like if she's visiting, right?
Why do you do
No, because we're at a cafe.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be hoeing into a burger and Lou will be, like, changing one of the kids. And Wendy, the mother-in-law, will just go, smile! And then she'll post that photo and tag you in it. And so you'll get, like, I'll get...
I know the kind of photos.
Yeah. Oh, Jason, you've been tagged. And I open it and I've got three chins, you know, looking like I'm making love to a Big Mac.
You know the On This Day feature, which is awesome. Like, there's so many great things about it. You're like, oh, memories.
Yeah.
Remember that time? I need to go back and I need to seriously edit my life. Because today it popped up, my friend, one of my best friends, Gina. Literally, I can't believe these are the things we used to post. This is back in 2010.
Oh, so it's not a photo. This is like a statement.
No, it's not a photo. It's a status. After a weekend, her status was Polly Pashed a Balding Old Man.
Well, there's a memory. Did it bring me?
And if that wasn't bad enough, she followed it up with, update, he was wearing a kilt. And literally...
Because this is like Facebook back then.
We were talking about it, like, you use it in such a different way.
Who was the bald guy?
It's irrelevant. It was not old.
What are you doing, passion balding old men in kilts?
No.
Where were you?
It's not what it's...
When was this?
It's not what it... It was at a wedding. It's not what it sounds like. Anyway.
Well, I think it is.
It was an innocent sort of... Anyway.
Is that what your class is a pash? Because that's going to freak me out next time I go, hey, do you see the boss? And you went, yeah, I said hello. I hadn't seen Dean ages. I just went, mwah. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay, well, you obviously did what you did to the bald guy in the kilt.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason, all afternoon, all day, you've been asking, Paige, how did it go? How did the roast go last night?
Have not mentioned it once. I did. In the meeting, I'm like, please tell me we're not talking about the roast.
Look, I was a little bit excited. I'd never made a roast before. Coming from a place where I grew up in a country town, it was quite incredible that I've never made a roast.
What amazes me, because you, like, you're a pretty good cook.
Thank you.
Like, you do, you know.
So I do. I get into cooking and I've just always thought that roast was a hurdle.
No,
you know?
Mate, roast is like the easiest thing. Mm. If you live in a flat in Dunedin, a roast is the one thing that you can actually cook. You just chuck meat and potatoes in the oven and come back in an hour.
Excuse me. My roast had parsnips.
Oh, here we go. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good for a starter. I think moving forward, I'm going to be more mindful of the meat that I chose because this one was heavily discounted and now I see, you know, why it was heavily discounted because there was quite a bit of fat in there. And so when you chop through, it was quite gristly in parts.
Yeah.
Also on the external part of the roast.
Hey, whoa. You're not on a cooking show.
You said you wanted a roast update.
Yeah, I know. Just talk to me like a human.
Right,
you sound like a cooking robot.
So the outside, it was quite crispy. And we were like, oh, this is beautiful. And then the inside, it was like there were parts weren't cooked. So, I don't know. There's definitely work to be done.
Okay, a couple of things. Your meat of choice was beef.
Yeah.
I know we got out of here just after 7. You still had to prep it and everything.
Yeah.
What time did you guys actually eat?
Just after 8:30.
Oh, that's all right. That's not bad.
Yeah. So
I was going to text you.
Hence why the meat probably wasn't properly cooked.
Yeah, right. You were scared of a 9 o'clock serving. Yeah,
exactly. But also I woke up really heavy in the night. I felt like I'd just eaten all the roasts.
You probably did, knowing you.
Yeah,
it's a heavy meal, mate.
It's really heavy.
At 8:30 at night.
I had like roast sweets in the night.
Oh.
No, not... Okay, sorry.
Oh, there's an attractive thing.
Babe, wake up. I got the meat sweets.
He has the roast sweets too.
There's a yummy visual to get you home.
Anyway, I will be doing a roast again in the near future.
Oh, Jesus. Don't update us on that one as well.
Any tips, 9696.
No, we're good.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Spy.co.nz. Not long now until Justin Bieber makes his way to NZ to perform in Auckland. Those gigs are going to be massive.
Extra tickets went on sale the other
day. Yeah, they did. I don't think they've sold out just yet. So,
really?
Well, there's been no notes saying they've sold out, so could be worth still trying to get them if you're keen. But anyway, he's been spotted out at a hot date night at the movies the other night.
Yeah.
By himself. He went to the 7 p.m. showing of Split on Monday night in Westwood. He went by himself, apart from his bodyguards. Of course, they had to go along with him. Isn't that a strange concept? Like, you just go everywhere, but your bodyguards are there.
Well, the great thing is, then that way you're not saying I'm going to movies alone.
Yeah, good point. But they actually waited outside the theatre.
So we really?
Got, yeah, so he got taken in. They left a seat between him and the other people. And then they're just standing outside. Apparently, he ordered off the menu nachos, but the kitchen whipped some up. He wasn't a fan of them. He actually sent them back. He had 3 Jack and Cokes plus flatbread and croquettes. And he tipped $20 on a $60 tab. What? Is this ridiculous what I'm reporting?
You know how sometimes I take the piss and go, hey, Spy's coming up. Today you'll tell me what Jennifer Aniston had for lunch. Today you've actually told me what Justin Bieber had for lunch.
It's what you wanted.
The joke is actually becoming real.
Jason PJ. Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.